If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. Rusty, the little red panda, finally back at the National Zoo after he made a break for it. Zoo officials say Rusty was recovered in the Washington, D.C. area after somebody called and said the animal was nearby. Dr. Brandy Smith, who's in charge of the little red panda, said that Rusty was hiding in a tree when the zoo keepers arrived. And they say Rusty's keepers were able to get him down. They just called his name, and then he went right into his little crate. He was taken to the zoo's vet hospital as a precaution. The zoo hasn't determined yet if the panda escaped or if he was taken. He was missing for a scary 24 hours. A racing pigeon from Japan's getting used to his new home after he went 5,000 miles off course. He wound up in Vancouver, Canada. Maj Birch, founder of the Mountaineer Avian Rescue Society, told ABC News the wayward bird showed up in British Columbia last week, emaciated and dehydrated. Birch explained that they eventually learned the pigeon embarked on a 600-mile race on a northern Japanese island back in May. But the journey apparently wasn't long enough for this particular bird, who instead chose to fly across the Pacific Ocean. I wonder if he was just making a getaway. Birch and his team got the phone number for the pigeon's owner from a tag on the bird's leg. The owner says he was relieved to find out the bird was still alive, pointing out that he must be a superior pigeon. Nevertheless, he chose to let that bird stay in Canada to spare him the stress of making another ocean crossing. Well, if you thought the now extinct Nine Patty Wendy's T-Rex burger was excessive, wait till you hear about the Guinness Book of World Record winner for the largest item on any menu in the world. According to Food Beast, the dish in question as a whole is a roasted camel. A roasted camel, you heard me right. Stuffed with lamb, which is stuffed with chicken, which is stuffed with fish or eggs. And who knows what that stuff was after that. The giant meals prepared by the Bedouin, and they typically make the camel feast for weddings and other parties. Sounds good. I wonder what camel tastes like. I know what you're going to say. Just like chicken, right? Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, earning the title of the world's ugliest dog, give it up for Wally.
Wally is a mutt from Chico, California. He's taken the reins as the world's ugliest dog. He's part boxer, part beagle, and part basset hound. He won the title in Petaluma because of his huge head, short, thick legs, and he has kind of like duck feet. Wally's owner wins $1,500 and, of course, will be making all the TV rounds. Actually, between you and me, Wally was not so ugly. I have a dog that looks just like him. The feet just hang out. They're very cute. Anyway, I'm Stacey Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Hi, it's Alan Cable, and we're talking about dogs. I'm going to give you a little project. I want you to watch your dog for a week. His body language, the way he moves, his energy level. Is he calm and happy or wound up and manic? Watch your dog as much as you can for an entire week. Just observe your dog's behavior and then really think before you react. I'll give you an example. I was in the dog park just yesterday. A woman with a smaller dog is walking. Her dog barks at just about every single dog and just lays into this bigger dog. The bigger dog is calm and relaxed and pretty much just wants to say hi, do a little sniffing around, you know. You can observe the different energy. One dog, very nervous, very afraid, manic, anxious, fearful. The other dog, calm, relaxed, la-di-da. What do you think her response was? Well, she immediately snatches the dog up, is holding the dog, going, oh, it's okay, it's okay. Now, that would be the perfect thing to do if the dog were human, but it's a dog. So what do you think the dog gets from that? He's acting crazy and gets affection. So that tells him it's a good thing he's acting like that. She's reinforcing it. It also tells the dog, yes, there is something to be afraid of, and you're right to be afraid. Best thing to do since the dog's on a leash is just turn around and walk the other way. If you can't do that, you get out in front of the dog to show him you're in charge and you're going to protect him. You're the pack leader. This is assuming, of course, the dog that he's afraid of is mellow. You don't want to get in the middle of two insane dogs. Now, you also give your dog a correction to refocus his mind. Little jolt of the leash, little hand signal, and you do it over and over again until the dog starts to understand that that behavior is the wrong behavior. When the dog is mellow, you say, good dog. The more in charge you are, the more calm you are, the more calm your dog's gonna be. Dogs are like kids. They need boundaries, and you're the only one who can show them what they are. But you can't do it with words. You've got to do it with body language and corrections and a composed, calm self. And don't forget the praise. So go out there and watch some dogs. Watch yours. See if you can figure out what your dog is saying. And before you act, think about the message it's sending the dog.
Hi, I'm Ed Asner, and you're on Animal Radio. Spay or neuter your animals, you dummies.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, Charlie, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
What's going on in your world? What can we help you with?
Oh, I had her for over 5 years, and she's been in the mountain, but she do everything I tell her. But we hustle every morning, and like she thinks she can play with everybody. And I don't like her for playing with everybody, you know, because they stole her once. And I be wanting her to warn me or somebody walk up on me while I'm hustling. But everybody walk up, she thinks she's supposed to play with them. Every dog she sees, she thinks she's supposed to play with them because she's too friendly. I want to know, what can I do to stop her from that? Because I can't watch her myself because I stay by myself.
She's too friendly? Your dog is too friendly?
Yeah, she like to play with every dog, the poor dog, and they be aggressive. Sometimes a guy be walking with two, and he can hardly hold them. I know they'd kill her because she's too small.
Right,
she
want
to play, and they be trying to fight.
Well, it actually looks like she wants to play, but what she's probably doing is instigating those two dogs to get them all riled up and even more crazy.
Yeah, but them big dogs don't like them little dogs anyway.
Well, you know,
they'd be wanting to play, but they'd be ready to kill.
You're so funny, buddy. What I would do is turn the opposite direction and start walking away, you know. But as with all dogs and all dog training, the key is you. You know, the key to getting your dog to behave the way you want your dog to behave is you being a great teacher. And the way to teach your dog is not with words. You've got to use corrections and you've got to use rewards. And that's the only way to do it. There is no quick fix. So if you don't like your dog, you know, walking up and instigating bigger dogs, if your dog is on a leash, you just got to turn real swiftly the opposite direction and start walking and give her a correction, a jolt, and go, you know, and just walk the opposite direction.
But you just think it was the thing she's going to play with.
Well, you're gonna have to correct her when she does behaviors you don't like, and you're going to have to reward her when she does behaviors you do like. And that's the only way to do it. So every time your dog does something you don't like, you have to give her a little correction, like a little jolt at the leash, and say, or make a sound, whatever that is.
Hey, Alan, I missed. What kind of breed of dog did he say?
She's a Chihuahua. She's a Chihuahua.
Really, she's a miniature dog, McKenzie. I just call her Chihuahua because she's little.
Oh,
she's
gotcha.
A miniature dog, McKenzie.
Yeah, she's.
Well,
she's always happy, sweet dog.
I'm happy to see those kind of dogs that are really friendly and happy and you know, good with people. I think that's a great trait to have because that breed, I think, has a tendency to not be always so nice with strangers. So in my world, I'd be thrilled with that, and I'd welcome your puppy in my office.
I am. I just don't like her to be playing with everybody.
Well, again, buddy, you have got to change the behavior. Nobody can do it for you. And you've got to come up with a way to translate to your dog.
I didn't want to give my advice before, because she listens to everything what I say, but I didn't want to, what could I do?
All right, here's what you can do. Here's what you can do. Is your dog on a leash? You have her on a leash all the time?
Yeah, I keep Luke with me all the time.
All right, so your dog is on the leash, and you're walking down the street, and there's two dogs acting up. Right, and you got to hold the leash. Don't hook it to your pants. You got to hold it, okay? And you've got to have a little choker chain on her, just a little choker chain on her. And when you're walking down the street and there's two dogs acting like lunatics and your dog starts to act like a lunatic, you give her a little jolt with your wrists, turn and walk the opposite direction very quickly. And that's what you do. That's a correction. And you do it every time she does a behavior you don't like. And when she starts behaving the way you do want her to behave, which is calm, you say, good dog, and you give her a treat.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. There you
okay,
go, buddy.
I mean, you learn a whole lot when you get old.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I say, don't care how old you learn a lot.
Oh, yeah, well... You know, dogs are dogs and people are people, and the best thing we can do is learn how to think like a dog. And when you learn to think like a dog, everything goes wonderfully because they can't read our minds. They don't know what the word no means. They don't know what the sentences we're speaking are. So the less amount of talk you do, the better. You know, and try to watch your dog and figure out what your dog is thinking. There's so many signs.
Yeah, trust me, I know that boy.
So when you see her getting into that manic state, correct her, refocus her mind.
Okay. But she's very amenable. I tell her, sit, lay down, stay there until I get back, or whatever. She'll be there until I get back. If somebody, you know, walked up and took her, they stole her one time and said, and got her back from me. That's
why
I was
awesome.
Talking about being friendly. See, I stay by myself. I can't pay attention to her and me and myself in the office at the same time.
That's, you know, you're doing good, buddy. It's just that one thing. You just got to teach her to, you know, just to not get riled up around riled up dogs. And that's not too difficult. It just takes persistence and it takes time.
Mm. Hey, thanks for your call, Charlie. Good luck with that. Let us know how that works out. Yeah, not a lot of people know that. That was the number one disc jockey in Los Angeles doing morning drive, calling from the bowling alley. I have no idea what he said, and apparently you did, so that's good.
I got something out of it.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. U.S. Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.